from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your Cruise News for Saturday, March 19th, 2022. 8 months after its delivery, Virgin Voyages' second ship has finally welcomed her first guests. Valiant Lady departed Portsmouth on Friday, operating a three-night round-trip maiden voyage to Belgium. Following a few more Portsmouth sailings, the ship will reposition to Barcelona to kick off a spring and summer season of seven-night med cruises. And then in October, Valiant Lady will reposition to Miami for six- and eight-night Caribbean itineraries. Virgin Voyages' third ship, Resilient Lady, is scheduled to debut this August. And construction has officially begun on Carnival's third Excel-class ship, Carnival Jubilee. The first piece of steel was cut during a ceremony at Meyer Werft Shipyard on Friday. To commemorate the line's 50th birthday, a silhouette of the ship was cut and signed by everyone who attended. Carnival Jubilee is set to debut in Galveston in November of 23. The line's second Excel-class ship, Carnival Celebration, is set to begin sailing from Miami this November. The original MS Jubilee was part of Carnival's holiday class of ships, and it only came in at 47,000 gross registered tons. This new build, carrying the same name, 182,800 gross registered tons. Wow. And finally, Holland America has launched the use of a mobile check-in system for its U.S., Canada, and Europe-based cruises called Embark. With Embark's facial recognition, guests who preload travel information to Holland America's website prior to embarkation will be able to use this touchless system. According to the cruise line, once guests arrive at the cruise terminal, it should be able to scan them through the check-in process in about 10 seconds. Holland America will also be implementing the Verifly app, which allows guests to upload their proof of vaccination and test results ahead of embarkation. Carnival Cruise Line and Viking have already been using the Verifly app for their ships for the past few months. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 1.5%, 19.44. Royal Caribbean up 1.6%, 76.14. And Norwegian up 1%, 19.89. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.